reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite, Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. So, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you both to introduce yourself very briefly. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And yes, my name is Mustafa. I'm a student here and I'm studying in Hoza. I'm studying psychology and originally I'm from Pakistan, but I've lived in different countries.
I am Bita and I'm a student in Tehran University and I'm studying medicine actually. And that's it.
Yeah. Welcome, both of you. Welcome to your very studio. Okay, well, as for today, I guess we're going to talk about something which is very common because we are the inhabitant of Earth and there are many dangers that might happen in our life. You know, as we are living, there are quite a list, a growing list of things that might happen to us and deviate us from the main purpose of our life. Like, there are some people who could get indulged or involved or engaged in too much of gaming or doing things that would just take them away from the main thing that they have to do in their lives. And I'm pretty sure that we all have seen a lot of those people in our lives and maybe even ourselves once were trapped in those dangers. Tell us about these dangers.
This is like, you know, there's so many dangers. When you're studying psychology, it's all about sort of all of the dangers out there, right? And what you sort of, one of the things that you study is that a human being has multiple dimensions to them, right? For example, you have a physical dimension to yourself. And then within the physical dimension, there's like different parts to you. Like there's like, for example, your eyes, like your teeth, your, you know, all parts of your body, and each one requires its own sort of care, right? So you kind of have to look at a human being from multiple dimensions in a holistic way to sort of realize what those dangers are, I think. That would
so
be my sort of...
speaking about the mental dangers or even the dangers that might be imposed by society on you or maybe by your desires, temporary desires, of course. Speaking of those dangers, what comes to your mind?
You know what? The thing about dangers, the first thing that about danger comes to my mind is that, and I was studying embryology, and in this field, you will study all the dangers that will put your embryo in danger. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's something really mysterious. It's something really astonishing that with so many dangers, I don't know, maybe the possibility of that embryo being healthy is like less than 1%.
Yeah.
And still, we have all these healthy people in the society, so it amazed me, okay?
Healthy
and
baby, let's say.
Yeah, babies. So the thing is, about the mental dangers that we're facing, they are the things that we choose to go through them.
Exactly,
okay?
Yeah.
And it's not like all those dangers that are imposed by us without our own will. Okay, so you are choosing to go through a danger. And it's not a danger itself.
Well, I might disagree a bit. Sometimes it's not you exactly picking that danger
but
for yourself.
But at the end of the day, it's
so,
you.
So sometimes what can happen is that, like, the environment that you grow up in.
Exactly.
Like based off, like, let's say if your parents are... in a bad situation, for example, you know, it can have an impact on the child and its upbringing.
But
right?
At the end of the day, the reaction that you have towards that danger is up to you.
Well, let me give you an example.
You have to agree.
Let me give you a better example.
That.
Like, for example, imagine I know a family that, for example, has gone through divorce, right? And then their child, because of that, who's only 8 or 9 years old, one of the dangers, for example, that's out there, for example, is gaming, right? For example, or addiction to entertainment or media, right?
Yeah.
I would say include any type of that. The child has become addicted to that because the parents don't have the time to look after him or... Right?
Yeah, I know the same example.
So are you going to say the child chose that lifestyle?
Exactly, yeah. It was
are you
going to
blame the child for that?
But actually going through that and continuing this lifestyle is his choice.
See, we're talking about children, okay? When they're children, they're not choosing.
So after 10 years, he's not a child.
Yes,
so even after 18 years, I would say maybe sometimes things could be imposed on you by life.
In the sense that...
Yeah, I get it.
He didn't have an ideal environment. Someone who grew up in a sort of, let's say, loving household, who has like both parents and who has all the resources, definitely they're going to be better off than someone who's unfortunately been through that. But sometimes you'll see people have been through a lot of problems, and yes, they come out even stronger than...
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. That's okay. Out there, and that's available for them to use.
So there were some points mentioned in here. First thing first, there are different types of dangers that we might face in our life. Second thing, do we choose it or they're just imposed on us? This is another point which is very important. Not all people have got the facilities that I have, so I just cannot say that everybody is in the same situation that I am. So let's keep these things in mind, go for a short break, and then be back to see what the rest of the story is telling us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
This is Back to Reality. Welcome back. Well, Brother Mustafa and Sister Bita are talking about the dangers that might happen in our way of living in this world. So there is this point that sometimes comes to my mind. Who decides what is a danger? Like, for example, the one who is addicted to smoking or to playing a lot of games would not call it a danger.
Well, it depends. You're right. It could be entertainment or fun or pleasure for them. One of the things I remember hearing from someone about addiction is what it does, it sort of limits your choices in life, right? If you're, for example, spending hours on whatever it is, you know, whatever addiction it is, let's say you're spending hours on it, you're no longer free to do other things at that time. So you yourself can decide, I think, if it's harmful for you or not. Yes, you could spend hours on that, but then you're missing out on other things.
One thing which is actually connected to danger is fear, okay? And the root of fear that you have from something is actually a topic which is so controversial, you know, we cannot tell you something really determined about it. But sometimes something is dangerous for you because in your nature, in your background, you have the fear of that thing. Okay?
So you mean in your consciousness?
Yeah.
Unconsciously, you have the fear of that thing. Consciously, you fall into it.
Yeah, exactly. This is the point. And sometimes, some other time, you have to learn from other people that something is dangerous, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not something from your nature. And because of that, some people get into trap of that thing or that danger before knowing that is dangerous. And this is the same thing that happens when you're addicted to something. For example, when you're going to try cigarette only once, you're just telling it, okay, it has no harm,
yeah,
it's not dangerous.
It's not going to be
it's
an addiction.
It's just one time, yeah. And after a very long time, you will understand the danger here and the fear that you have of that addiction. So sometimes going through all of the things, all of the dangers is because that you don't know this is dangerous.
Yeah. So as we mentioned in the very first part, the important thing is to recognize what is dangerous,
exactly.
The definition of dangerous, which is going to be different from one person to another. Just as I said, sometimes maybe smoking would not be called an addiction by me, a danger by me. But at the same time, it would be called a danger by you. But the thing is, there must be a general rule for that.
Well, I don't think even if you ask anyone who smokes, they're definitely not going to deny that it causes their body harm. Right, I've never met anyone who would deny that, that it's causing their... So there's no denying that today's research is there, like they know that. So the question would be then, why continue with that behavior, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it's an addiction, right? They need it to... It's just like a relationship with your... if you read about it with your brain, right? It releases dopamine and now they're addicted to that sort of chemical release that they're having. So... I think there's that if I was a smoker, that's what I would say. that yes, it's harmful, but I'm addicted to it. Thank you so much. Go away.
Yes.
You know? I do not smoke, by the way. So yeah, I think we know what causes us harm. I think, you know, you could come up with examples where we may not know.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So if I ask you this question, that according to you, as in generally speaking, what could be considered as the most dangerous thing to be done to my life, what would you say?
Going for pleasure. Okay, this is the most dangerous thing that you can do, because human beings have a strong tendency to find pleasure in everything, specifically materialistic point of the life.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you go for pleasure, you may be addicted to everything. Like, I don't know, movies. I see some people who are addicted to movies. Literature, whatever, okay? And so there is a potential danger in every little thing in this world, okay? And this is you who decided to make it function or not.
Exactly.
And the point is, you have to find your tendencies. You have to know them. And you have to know more about yourself and find out how many things are you actually willing to sacrifice for that pleasure. This is really important.
Yeah.
And the more you are willing to sacrifice, the more dangerous you are. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think the only cure and the only way to stop this way and stop this tendency that you have is to find a real pleasure, which is the spiritual aspect of our bodies and our minds that we are ignoring these days. And if you go for that, you may find a real pleasure. It takes time. It's really difficult, but it is for sure the answer.
Exactly.
Well, I have maybe a slightly different answer to what you said, okay? I wouldn't say don't go for pleasure, for example.
No, right? This is not what I'm saying.
I know, but that's how you started the... I know that's not what you meant.
Yeah. She means the extreme.
Yeah, the extreme.
Version.
Yeah, so I would say, for example, exactly. So you want to keep things in balance and not go... So your question was, what would be the most dangerous thing that we can do? I would say is overindulge in those pleasures, for example, right? Is going overboard or going or crossing the limits, for example, of those. That would be the most dangerous thing that could bring us harm. And that could be anything. It could be anything. It doesn't have to necessarily be even something that's, for example, forbidden in religion, right?
Exactly, yeah.
It could be anything that you're sort of going out of balance is probably going to be causing you harm.
So the most important thing is to recognize.
Yeah.
Is to recognize those dangers that exist in you. I guess the best way to put it is to come to a balance with those desires that exist in you.
You know what? Most of the people recognize the dangers, recognize the tendencies that they have for pleasure, for extreme pleasure, and so many things. But the thing is, they don't want to stop it.
It's, exactly. It's the denial that we were just talking about.
Yeah, the state of denial.
I know it's bad for me, but still, I cannot do anything for it.
It's the road less taken, right? There's there's actually a famous poem from, I think the poem's name is Robert Frost.
Exactly, right? The road not taken.
The road not taken, or is the road less
not
taken?
Not taken.
Not taken, okay. So yes, the road not taken, right? It's a difficult road.
Yeah, the less trodden road.
Yeah. So we all know that the way out of those habits, bad habits, is to take that road, which is more difficult.
Exactly.
We know that's the solution, but... how to get there and how to motivate ourselves, that's the real question, I think, right?
It is.
We have to know these dangers because our life has got a purpose. And if we get super indulged in things that we shouldn't get indulged in or get engaged in, then we're going to be deviated from the main purpose of our life. I go for things that I shouldn't. I go for things that would just waste all of those good blessings inside of me. And that would be the very sad and tragic part of the story. And that's why we have to recognize all the dangers that might come in the way of my life.
It's not only about dangers. When you want to protect something, you have to know the value of that thing. So whenever you understand the value of life and how much precious is the time you have in this limited period of life, is exactly the key in order to find the answer why why you have to protect your life, why you have to recognize these dangers, and so many other questions that comes after this.
Exactly. Okay?
And
that is very true. So if you figure out the value of life and the value of time that you have and the fact that you're a traveler, this life is not going to end forever. One day there'd be a full stop for your life. So there's going to be nothing except the things that you have achieved in your life, except from the things that you have done in your life. And we wish for all of those things that we have done to be good, to be counted in the world to come. So this was all for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell and leave you to God's never-sleeping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the Ummah rise again let us see daylight again once again